This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Babs. I am trying out a one-woman show for the first time, and I'm terrified, so come see me do it. It's on Thursday, August 29th at 10 p.m. at Lyric Hyperion. It's $5. I literally don't know what's happening yet at it, so come find out. It's going to be kind of experimental. It'll be a fun time, though. So if you're available, Thursday, August 29th, 10 p.m., Lyric Hyperion. It's called Babs Do It. I'll see you there. I'm Babs Gray, and you know what time it is. Paul Dano collects teeth. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Brandy Posey, and broke ukuleles, woke theremins.
Ooh.
Thank you.
I'm Tess Barker, and I would do anything to stop grinding my teeth, except reduce my caffeine intake in the slightest.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite lady. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Yay! I thought you were going to say I would do anything
for love.
Klondike bar.
Oh, I would do anything for a Klondike bar. I would do anything for love. No. The what would you do for a Klondike bar? That really is the first lesson in just like having no shame.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it also is, they're not good.
No.
So can we just admit that I wouldn't do that much for them because they're not that good?
Incredibly overrated treat with no sort of built in, like they're very messy.
They're a bad ice cream sandwich. How do you fuck up an ice cream sandwich?
They really did. They made the shell too thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not substantial enough to hold the ice cream. It's not a good vehicle for ice cream.
Never cared for them.
The shell, I've never liked a hard shell outing of any kind of ice cream situation.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Because it's just like breaks and then it's like dripping down your hand.
Exactly.
And it also doesn't taste that great together. It's like, why are you?
Yeah.
Honestly.
A drumstick?
Yeah,
I'll do
like really
because
upset.
A drumstick, yes. The cone, you can hold it up by the cone.
Yeah, it needs to have some kind of like bread or like, you know, some sufficient.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I really do like, though, is just like a run-of-the-mill fucking standard ice cream sandwich with like the cakey wafer kind of cookie
thing.
No, that's what I mean.
Wafer.
That's a million times better.
So much better.
A 50-cent
so
ice cream sandwich over a Klondike bar.
Yeah.
And the more bang for your buck, they're always much cheaper.
Yes.
The Klondike bars are so expensive.
Well, that's the only reason we know what they are is because of their advertising. So kudos to whoever did that shit.
Yeah.
I will say our fourth voice is Corey Johnson, very funny comic. Thank you.
Thank you.
For being on the show.
Yeah.
Having me. I'm literally thrilled.
I will say my parents used to buy Klondike bars and I still ate them.
I'll any port in a storm.
Yeah.
They're there.
Exactly.
That's fine. I'll eat ice cream if that's the option.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to go with something different though.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan.
I'm a real cake person.
You're cake?
You're okay.
A cake person. Yeah.
Ice cream cake?
You see, no. Like something about the ice cream, I don't know what it is. I think I have this aversion towards ice cream and that's I'm working it out in therapy right now. Don't worry. Yeah, I don't know. Cake. I like cake. That's all I have to say.
Okay, I'm having flashbacks to a very, probably like early 2000s-esque dessert.
Okay.
Do you remember, it was a frozen like chocolate lasagna that had commercials.
Yes.
What was that thing?
That shit was bomb.
It had an Italian name.
It was like Stracciatelli or something.
It had a weird name. What the fuck was it?
Fuck that shit. I liked that shit.
I don't think it was that good. But I just like ice cream.
I just like ice cream.
Do you find it?
I'm looking.
Do you find it?
It was like one of those commercials that was like so luxurious.
Yeah, it was so one of those indulgent. Like they really They really sold.
They were targeting for like sexually frustrated women.
Yes.
Well, for what it is, I feel like you have to really. It's like, oh, it's a chocolate lasagna. It's like you really have to make it sound sexy if you're gonna sell it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Or just go the opposite way and be like, it's a fucking chocolate. What are you gonna do? It's a fucking yeah. chocolate lasagna.
There are so many recipes for it that it's hard to get to the commercial to see what the real name of it is. There's
oh my
so
God,
many
it's,
things.
It's driving me crazy. What?
Yeah,
is it?
There's just so many things.
Breyer's Vianetta.
Vianetta. That's what it was.
Vianetta.
Yeah. Vianetta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, let's listen lovely. To this.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
This commercial. Wait, hold on, guys. It wants... God, well, the YouTube app needs to stop asking me if I want to pay for it.
It's yeah. We're not
oh,
going
that
to.
Thing. Yeah.
That shit was bomb, right?
Oh, wait, here we go.
Breyer's has created a spectacular dessert.
Yeah.
The music.
Oh, definitely.
But this sexy. Delicious premium ice cream with its crispy, chocolatey layers could cause one small problem. Vianetta from Breyer.
The problem was that everyone wanted the last yeah. guys. They
classic.
All took their little dessert martini.
I was wondering, I was like, what is the, yeah.
They all had their little
everyone's
dessert
horny
martini
now?
Glasses,
yeah.
And they were like, I need more Vianetta.
Vianetta.
Man, where did it go? Is
it
still out there?
Story, but...
Somewhere where it belongs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That does feel like a real 90s, like late 90s treat for mm-hmm. sure.
That was a pre-9/11 thing.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Now, when the towers fell, Vianetta went away. Like, yeah. We can't handle this as a nation anymore. No. Can move into like a sherbet territory for a while and
yes.
figure it out.
Everyone's comments on this are so sad. I emailed Breyer's about bringing it back.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is like a millennial Kathy
so
cartoon.
So I emailed them about bringing it back around 8 years ago. They politely told me no.
That's great.
Oh no.
Instead of being like, fuck you, we're not bringing it back.
Why would they get rid of it? What happened to the Vianetta?
Probably just, you know.
I know. Why isn't this
yeah,
like a McRib situation? They got
a thing now.
Yeah, they
yeah.
should. They
now
should
I
know.
Want, well, you know what? Now I want some, like you're talking about.
See?
I'm like, I actually, right now, it does look good and I wouldn't enjoy some.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's
well,
gone?
Everyone's like,
that's
everyone remembers
say.
This from the commercial. Yet again, like, there's so many.
Commercials get in there.
They
yeah.
really know how to get us. I can never forget
marketing
this commercial.
Marketing scares me so much.
It is.
Advertising yeah. and marketing, oh, it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, because I mean, you think you're above it, but there's no way
it's
any
so
of us are.
Yeah, yeah, it's creepy.
They start when I mean, they try to get you as young as humanly possible.
Yeah,
in like the
yeah.
weirdest,
terrifying.
Most like fucked up ways too, and it doesn't seem like it, but that and reality television scares the shit out of me.
Yeah,
yeah. You, are you terrifying. Anti-reality television?
I'm not. It's not like I'm well, like. It's not like I'm like. Oh, I hate it. Just scary because so many people think it's like so real.
Right.
Yeah.
People
and, like,
not understanding it's super produced
is like really weird to me.
It has to be like wrestling rules. Like you can be a fan, but you have to know it's fake.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like that, but so many people that I know like watch The Bachelor, they're like, can you believe this? So I'm like, yeah, someone fucking wrote, like, what are you
yeah.
talking about?
There's
yeah.
producers
yes,
right off
yes.
camera.
Like, what are you talking about?
I'm so yeah. sad because I love The Bachelor and I didn't watch it this season, and my friend told me that apparently there was a moment, if you don't watch The Bachelor, there's a date every mm-hmm. every season called the Fantasy Suites. Where you
right.
can go fuck a stranger.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Like it's it. The third to last episode.
Hey, they've known each other for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the third to last episode, and you get to choose. There's three contestants, and you can fuck all three of them if you want. They give you like a fancy hotel room, and you can fuck them if you want. So I guess during Fantasy Suites.
Really?
I guess
the way you're describing it is like
when you say it out loud, you understand that this is not an okay concept. Okay?
They're consenting adults who are being psychologically
sure.
manipulated by
yeah.
by very rich people.
Applied with alcohol, everything.
So great. I guess this bachelorette got slut shamed by a super religious guy, and so the fantasy dates are always in like a very like sexy kind of exotic locale,
yeah.
and one of them was a windmill. That you got to sleep in?
Oh, I love a windmill.
This bachelorette was a southern
windmill.
I mean, exactly. And she was like this southern beauty queen, and he tried to slut shame her, and she goes, I fucked twice in a windmill, and Jesus still loves me. And
okay.
I was like, why did I miss
love
this
her.
Season?
All right,
exactly.
That's good.
We do love
that's
her.
Cool. Probably,
stand your ground,
the people
bitch.
Watching had
yes.
to take 6 hours to get to that clip. So you got the best
yeah,
part.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need all the other
true.
Stuff.
You truly don't.
Yeah, that's the thing with The Bachelor. I do love it, but it's so much time.
It's a very
it's a crazy
big
amount
investment.
Of time.
Yeah. Because
it's like 2-3 hour episodes a week or some
can
shit,
be.
Right?
It can be.
What? That's crazy.
See, I don't know enough. I'm just
well, that's
it's
the problem
jarring.
With reality
it's a lot.
TV
yeah, yeah.
is like they really know how to like, you know,
the stretch of it.
Stretch it out now.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, I think when they have interesting people, it's worth it. But most of the times it's not. And
yeah.
you're like, ah, you're just going insane because there's just nothing's happening for hours.
Last season, The Bachelor quit. And they still had like 4 hours of programming to fill. He quit. I'm dead serious. He ran away. He hopped over a wall. They chased him down in Portugal.
He actually quit?
He quit. And they were like, you can't fuck it. There was like a hostage situation. They were like, you still have to be
on
The Bachelor.
You don't think that was produced or not? Oh,
no, I don't think. I think he really did quit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I could imagine. I'm surprised he's the first one.
Yeah.
To me, it feels like you'd hit a point where you're like, this is awful. And then you want to get out of there. If you're if you're like the one that's being pursued that much,
yeah,
it's like that much attention. Like even if you're like a narcissist that's in that show,
so nerve wracking.
Yeah,
it's in such a weird produced way too that you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think people know what they're getting themselves into.
And they don't. Like,
no,
and that's how they get them, and that's how they get them,
and that's how they keep them.
Yeah, yeah.
Using like kind of like Scientology kind of shit. Like
so scary.
It's terrifying. It is. The people that are, we should have the people that are producing reality television like negotiating world peace. Like they're brilliant masterminds.
Oh, I don't know if they know how to negotiate peace though.
I think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
You think?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's putting a lot of faith in that.
All the world leaders are picked to live in a house.
Here we go. And start getting
real. I just realized how close that is to our actual reality.
If you want a reality TV person.
Oh, God. I never watched The Apprentice.
The last reality television show I watched was Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. Do we remember?
I do remember. Oh, I didn't watch it. I
never watched,
it. I went to fat camp with Sophie Simmons, and so I really wanted to watch it. And that's the only reality television show I've ever watched.
And was it just them following around like their wacky family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like really, it was like following the fact that he didn't want to get married to like Shannon Tweed or whatever. There was like fighting about it, whole thing. Anyway. Yeah. Good. It was a great show. It was a good show.
That was a good genre. It was like, I feel like the Osbournes kind of ushered in that era. Where it was just like a wacky, and the Hogans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forgot about that.
And then that show ended real quick.
Okay. Did you guys watch the whole Hogan sex tape?
No.
No, really? I'm the only one?
I did. I saw
when did it come out?
A while ago. It was like during that whole Gawker thing.
Yeah, he like shut down Gawker because of the lawsuit.
What year would you say?
Maybe 2015 or 16?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. 3-4 years ago.
I don't remember any sex. I just remember him like moaning afterwards or something.
Do you remember his butt?
No.
Okay. His butt is so...
Oh, it's so white,
it's so
right?
White.
Because of his tan.
Yeah, because of his tan. And, like, it's a black and white video that you kind of can't tell if it's his butt or shorts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's not a sex tape. It's a shorts tape.
It is.
Yeah. Dry hump.
And
that's wild.
Yeah, I didn't see... I don't think I've ever seen a celebrity sex tape.
Oh, either.
I kinda
really?
I don't really...
You didn't watch A Night in Paris?
No, if stuff gets leaked, I don't want to watch it.
Oh, those got leaked on purpose.
Yeah, she put that
those
out.
Those were...
I also...
That was to,
don't
like,
care. I also
be
just,
famous.
Yeah.
Don't, I also just don't
yeah,
care.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
They're not exciting.
Yeah. Paris Hilton's sex tape was really disturbing because it was night vision. And so, like, you just saw her, like,
pictures.
Demon.
I don't like that.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah.
Truly.
Well, like, totally unnecessary. I guess that was supposed to be part of the, like... Oh, it's like a spy camera. Like she didn't know.
Okay. Night vision had a moment.
It did.
Absolutely.
It really did. Like I haven't seen night vision like in a minute, but like there was a time.
Black light and night vision.
Yes.
It was all that.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember I had a video camera in high school that had like a night vision setting. So you could like run around and do like we always shot like Jackass videos in like night vision and stuff at night out by the Salvation Army.
Yeah,
dumpster.
They should bring that what was the fucking blacklight show?
Room Raiders. I was obsessed with it as a child. Like as a child, I was obsessed with Room Raiders.
This was like a show where it was like you would three contestants that you would date. You would go look at their room first.
They also get kidnapped in a van. It's honestly very violent.
Yeah, because they just grab them so they can't clean up their room.
Yeah.
And then the girl gets to go look at their room, and then they blacklight to see how much like
cum is on the sheet.
Oh, I remember. Fucking hilarious.
It was so.
That's actually a really good idea.
You guys never saw.
Such a good show.
Was it
I remember
the same
such
time
a good show.
Pimp My Ride? Was it like Pimp My Ride?
It was around that era.
It was on MTV, right?
Yeah. Okay. I remember it now that you say it. And honestly, I kind of respect it because it's like, it's so violent that you're like, well, you're acknowledging that this is truly
insane.
Versus the like, everyone's falling in love. It's like, we're kidnapping you, we're
hog-tying
you in a van.
They would do it. They would do it.
Such a ridiculous concept. So entertaining.
I'm just imagining anyone doing that to my room when I was like a 10, and them being like, this is like a serial killer. Like, terrifying, like, dirty ass room.
Yeah, no, the depression room. They're like, this is just sad. Cut the tape. Yeah.
Send this over to Hoarders. Yeah. No, but that would be, I think that would be cool though, because I've been in a couple situations in my life where I went into someone's room and it was too late. You know, like, I wish I had had a preview.
Yeah.
That should be a picture on your Tinder, is like, show us your room.
Show us your room.
Like, with holding a newspaper. I need to see the date and then also your room
at
the same time.
Your room's holding a newspaper?
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Wait, I want to hear. So, wait, you said you went to fat camp with Gene Simmons' daughter?
I did.
Wow.
In Ojai, California. Was this? I was 10 years old.
Oh my
she
God.
She was turning 13. I remember this. And I talked to her because she was wearing these shorts that had the name of the place that I grew up on them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm from there. And she's like, cool, I just went there. And we, like, became friends or whatever, like, friends. You know how 10-year-olds make friends at fat camp. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And I was also, like, the youngest one there that didn't know what was going on the entire time. But great place. Yeah. Shut down. Shut down now.
Ojai's beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I grew up in Hawaii, and so it was my first time being out of Hawaii, and so it was just, like, really weird in general. Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, you visited there from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's crazy, being dropped into Ojai from...
Yeah, it's
Did
very
your
different.
Parents come to California with you?
No, my parents are from here, from Los Angeles. And then I was born here, and when I was one, my parents moved to Hawaii.
Okay.
My dad got scammed in a business deal, and so he got there, supposed to work with this guy. That guy got arrested for fucking whatever, and my dad's, like, such, like, so stubborn that he's like, well, I'm not going to fucking go back home. So he, like, started his own business from the ground up. That's, like, such man culture. He's like, I'd rather start a business from the ground up than... admit that I failed in general.
Then ask for directions on how not to fail.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, and Hawaii seems like a challenging place to start a business.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, he did it for many years. Yeah, it was fantastic. Cool. And it's a very weird place to grow up for sure, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it like?
I grew up on Kauai, so like the smallest one, which made it even weirder. And it's just so, like, I don't even know how to, like, people are always like, what is, like, I don't know, it's, like, really weird and trashy. Like, it's a trashy place. Mm-hmm. It's extremely
well,
trashy.
Well, it's so small. Anything that's that insular, I think,
and then it's also so, like low income, and then, like, mm-hmm. up, like, you
right,
know what
touristy.
I mean? Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's, like, it's really weird to watch and grow up around. And then, yeah, I don't know, just really weird and trashy. A lot of meth, like, so many, just, like, a lot of people are just doing drugs all the time, and, like... Hmm. 13-year-olds are getting pregnant by like 30-year-olds. Just like, you know,
I feel like
culture.
Why would you want to, like, Hawaii seems like a place where you just want to relax. Meth seems like a place for like
if you're there every day forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but then you get tired, you're like, there's nothing to do, so you do literally any drug that's there.
I think it's just the bored small town.
Like, if I didn't get out of there, I'd be way worse off than, like, you know what I mean? Like, it already affected me enough where I'm like, all right, let's leave the island forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's like, do you miss it? I'm like, not really. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll be able to enjoy it as a vacation in like 10 years?
Yes. I think that I could go, like, it's real, like, I went back a few years ago and it's so bright. Like, the colors are so bright. Like, there's not colors that bright here. I forgot colors were that bright. And it's like pretty or whatever, but it's like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to spend thousands of dollars to go back to a place where I'm like, whatever about, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
This makes all, and you're moving to New York, so this all especially makes sense. Because you're like, all right, I'm going to the anti-Hawaii.
New York is the anti-Hawaii.
Everyone's like, aren't you scared for the winter? I was like, I've lived in places with brutal, like, I love the cold. I fucking love the cold. I hate the sun, dare I say. Wow. I hate the sun. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's a hot take, and people are always like, why? I'm like, I don't know. It Some makes me feel like bad. Yeah, I don't know. But maybe that means I need more of it because I'm like lacking something. I don't know.
I think that's what they say. The thing you hate is the thing you should lean into.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe I should just take a vitamin D pill or something. That's the one from the Sun D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. D, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know it because of Sunny D.
Yeah. Oh. So. Good.
Yes.
Oh,
no,
that's how I remember. I
nutritional drink of our childhood.
That was really the first cold pressed juice.
Yeah. Wow. That's good.
For real. Yeah. You could straight up put some Sunny D into a cold pressed press juice thing and
you
sell
could.
It?
You absolutely could. People would buy it.
Yeah. All natural candy.
They'd be like, this is amazing.
Juice.
Yeah. So all natural candy.
I remember when I paid for $15 for cane juice.
Oh, yeah.
I did do that.
Wow. Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It was awesome. They like just made it like they just made it look healthy in there.
Yeah.
And then they sold me sugar water.
That's so fucked up. Have any of you ever eaten sugar cane?
Probably.
It goes off. It's really good. You just like, you just chew. You literally just chew on it.
Whoa.
Is it green or brown?
It's green. It's like greenish brown, I would say. And then you kind of like have to just suck on it. It's a little strange, but it's like tastes really great. I don't know. It's a good snack. Look into it.
I'm surprised that it's not like, it seems like something I would have seen somewhere for like snacking purposes.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's not that popular anymore. Not popular, but...
available.
I can't. Yeah, something like that. I always forgot to speak right at the times where I really should be filling the silence.
That's what we're expecting of you. So please.
Well, they probably process it and sell it for more. So it's like they can make more money if it's like, you know,
in we should really all whatever. Look into sugar how cane. Sugar cane. Yeah, let's all look into.
Yeah, but the place that you went to, I think they were trying to make it a new thing. Like it was them trying to be like, this is the new acai berry.
Yeah, like there was, you know, because it's unprocessed, it's basically like antioxidants and like it's very organic.
Love to throw those words.
Yeah.
Antioxidant has really just been put through the ringer.
I'm like, what's wrong with oxidants?
I like my oxidants. I'm pro oxidants, honestly.
Like OxyClean.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. I like oxygen.
I like OxyCotton. No, just kidding.
No, we do.
All right, we're going to go get some sugar cane. We'll be our baby.
America.
Hey, welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Corey.
Hi.
Hi. We're going to play a game with you.
Yay.
Called
This or That?
Tell us your secret. Oh, no, it's called This or That.
Yeah.
We are going to do a segment after the show where you do Tell Us Your Secret.
All right, that's fine. I'm totally into that, actually.
Hell yeah.
That's good. Think of one because we've run out.
Yeah.
Okay. Cook or burn?
Whoa.
It was the most dramatic one that I saw on this list.
Burn.
Interesting. Okay.
Burn. You like your food burned?
I like it well done.
Okay.
Cool. What were you picturing when I said
that? I don't know, like
that?
A fire. I don't know. And I was just like, burn. You know,
I just know that every time I cook something, it burns. So.
I think, I don't know. It's just, I am not great at cooking. So I was like, burn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fire.
Yeah. If you just make burning your thing
exactly
then you can't fuck it up.
I'm gonna add that to my brand. Burning.
Yeah.
Pessimism. Burning. It fits right in.
I was picturing like a marshmallow because you can go both ways. Yes. Like are you like a quick get the black and the marshmallow like
oh I'm not a fan of that one.
Okay.
No.
Not interesting. No. I like it to be like perfectly like, because it's like the black part tastes so bad it's literally burned.
Oh no, it's crispy.
It's disgusting. You can make it brown and crispy perfectly without it melting half the
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I gotcha.
Marshmallow's practically gone at that point.
Yeah. Exactly. That's kind of as I've aged, I feel like I've really started to appreciate that. Like just like the slow roast of a marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Pretty okay, money or fame?
Ooh, fame.
Ooh.
Interesting. Fame. Okay.
Good answer.
Genuinely.
What kind of fame would you
I don't
aspire
like
to?
A super fucking star or anything, but I definitely like want to work in the sense that I like to be in the spotlight. I do. Mm-hmm. I just do. And if I'm making things and I'm working hard on things, then I would like to get recognized for them. And I don't mind doing that. And if it helps people or like whatever, obviously I don't want to be famous in any terrible way. I do feel like I'm going to be doxxed in my lifetime. And that's how
I
will probably
I think
we be
all
famous.
Feel like that at this
point. No, I am so sure of it. But I don't know. I just want to share things with people and them share things back with me. And I don't know. Just be fucking happy. I don't know.
What do you have any like fantasy of like, oh, when I'm famous? You visualize this being like the embodiment of you being famous?
Oh, wow. Good question. Whew. I don't know. Like, in what's ask something a little more specific.
Like, what outfit do you see yourself wearing? When you're
famous? I'm a dramatic. I like already dress. Like right now, I'm so dressed down, and I have a black eye, and that's not usually me. I will like. I'm really into like cry. I'm really into statement pieces. So okay. I would like if I did have money or was famous, can get more statement pieces. I would go for statement pieces. Nice. Earrings, yes. Shoes, jackets, things mm-hmm. that to add on to like normal clothing to mm-hmm. make it pop.
The outfits do seem like a really fun aspect of being famous.
Right?
Yeah.
If I had the fucking money or like, whatever.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
My coworker today, I was just talking to her about, she's awesome. She's this like older lady and she loves comedy, like really loves it, you know, like actually knows who comedians are and shit. Yeah. And she's just so sweet and whatever. And I don't know, I was telling her about something. Some comedy thing. And she was like, I want to be your personal assistant.
Aww.
And it was so sweet. And I was like, on the way home, I was like, oh, fuck, that'd be awesome.
Be like that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That would be really that fucking would dope. Be fun.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Just
I kind of
want to
have like an entourage, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the Adrian Brody of... It's sad that please. I like relate to that character at all whatsoever.
Your events?
I would say like I did my whole like astrology chart of who I would be. I'm an E sun, a Vince moon.
No, you didn't.
I said, and I'm a Johnny Drama rising, unfortunately. But I have to be honest with myself.
I don't know entourage, but this is so fucking funny.
I did not know I was going to get such a good answer to this.
I feel very deeply about that show. It's unfortunate.
Wait, so was there a chart that was like said this?
Or no, I was just basing it off of how I view myself.
She's
in this
translating her chart via entourage.
Oh, she's like, I have that like general E energy, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, you can't leave Los Angeles.
I tried to bring up astrology in New York, and everyone's like, are you trying to fuck me? Like, why are you bringing this up?
Yes, it's astrology.
And I was like, I'm so sorry you don't know your full birth chart. Jesus Christ.
That's okay. You can be the harbinger. I cannot talk.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be the one that starts it up over
there.
I think
that's really great because a lot of times things pop off, and this happens vice versa too, but things pop off in LA and you go to New York and you're like, how do they not have frozen yogurt yet? You know, or whatever.
Start a TCBY where people get their charts.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God, that would actually do really well.
I know, I was just going to say, damn.
Thank you.
Little froyo, little birth chart.
Some tarot readings, loving that. I saw a psychic recently. She told me something so whack. She's like, you're going to have 3 pregnancies, but 1 child. And I was like, what the fuck is that? That's the last of me. And also, I'm not planning on having kids. What's happening with my whole life situation?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this just reminded me of that.
Did you think that was just bullshit then? Or what?
A lot of the things she said were very true or whatever. But then she said that. I was like, all right, everyone makes mistakes.
How did you find her? I'm always interested in how people find like psychics.
I was looking up. I live in the Valley. And so I was looking up like a psychic that's not part of like a business, like a house psychic that runs it out of her house just because it seems more authentic.
They're all just like fronts for the mob too to launder money through.
The businesses are? The storefront ones?
Yeah, the storefront ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
I always wonder because they have like property on like Sunset Boulevard and it's like
there's one on Hollywood Boulevard that's just so sketch. And I went in there recently just to because I was drunk and I thought it was funny and she was sketchy. In the Valley, there's just a woman that lives in West Hills that my friend and I went to see, and she was very legit, but she also told me that she was like, I didn't tell her anything about myself. She's like, it seems like she was reading my palm, and she was saying that it says that a lot of coincidences and like things happen to me, mm-hmm. which is very true. And she was like, well, you have these like psychic abilities, but your chakras are so messed up that you'll never mm-hmm. be able to like channel it.
Fuck,
I was like,
you.
Fine. Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's convenient.
And it's kind of true. I was like, oh, that's so convenient for your service of like healing chakras. Yeah. I don't know. Crazy.
Yeah.
But I do agree that they are. My chakras are not aligned, but don't like call them like fucked up, like so fucked up that's irreparable.
Well, that they're irreparable. Yeah. I mean, I think we can all agree we've had some misaligned chakras. Yeah, but like they're like, fixable.
Come on.
Yeah, that's the whole point of chakras.
I just take everything so offensively that I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that about my chakras.
You need a chakra chiropractor. That's how you
just click, regular. Click. Fucking chiropractor would be nice too. Jesus.
I'm so just like, I'm not the astrology chakra person. I just can't like do it.
I wasn't.
I get it.
And I guess I'm not a chakra psychic person. I'm very, I guess, astrology based more than anything. And it's only because it's the only thing that is ever like, I've ever like believed in, I guess. And it sounds like so stupid, like, oh, I believe in whatever. But it lines up sometimes. And it's like, okay, damn, if that's what gets me through the day, I'm a fucking Libra, like, you know?
Yeah, say, my husband made me believe in astrology because he's a Cancer sun, Cancer moon, and like, is he ever?
Oh. Right? Sometimes you see someone's chart and you're like, there's no fucking way it's not real.
Exactly. And like, it helps me when I need to like think about him. I'm like, he's a Cancer.
That's what I was going to ask is, what do you think, like, you know what I mean? What does it add, like, to your life, you know?
It helps me, like, realize, like, I, in a way, it kind of, like, helps me figure out, not figure out, or kind of just understand who I am as a person or why I'm having, like, whatever bad qualities or, like, attitude I'm, like, giving out. And just, like, and it gives me something to, like, believe in general. And I guess that is big on it. And, I don't know. I just feel like it gives me a sense of, like, self or just, like, control over how I'm feeling, or like that there's something else that is like helping me feel that way. Just like any sense of security is what I'm looking for here.
I think people just are comforted by patterns just in life and stuff too. And it's honestly, like a way to organize the world a little bit.
I think my birth chart is so accurate that it like scares me too. So it's like, you know, if that's, it's just,
if you connect to something that closely, why would you not use
if
that?
If it makes you happy.
Well, that's why I was wondering, but it makes sense then that you, because, yeah, anything I think that, like, makes you reflect on yourself and, like, check in is really important.
Yes.
So it, that makes sense. Because I was just wondering, because I was like, I just, I'm, like, too lazy, I think, to, like, pay attention to it. Mostly.
Astrology's a lot of work.
It's so much work. And it's like, and then you start, you hear all those people talking about it all the time. You're like, okay, you're wacko. And then you get into it and you're like, why the fuck am I that person now? You know what I mean?
I think that's fun, though. It gives you shit to, talk about with people. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's interesting. It actually is very fun.
I'm trying to get better at reading tarot cards. I kind of check out of those pretty fast. I'll be like, oh, it'll be fun to pull a couple tarot cards, and then I'm like,
it's a lot. That's a lot. Tarot is a lot. And then the whole crystals thing, I don't really believe in crystals. People be keeping them in their bra or whatever. I don't understand that, but
I think crystals, I got one once and I was like, all right.
I just like crystals. I don't know that I give them a lot of import. They're just like having them around. And they do. I do kind of like holding them and stuff. And I'll be lying if I said I didn't charge them in the moon sometimes.
Sometimes you do. Hey, look.
People have had rabbit's feet for hundreds of years. Yeah. A crystal's better than a rabbit's foot, you know?
Exactly. This is some witchy shit. And by the way, while we're talking about this, I was thinking the other day how funny it is, like, almost every woman I know is a straight up witch.
Oh, without a doubt.
What are your signs?
Aries.
Okay, cute.
Pisces.
Cute.
Cancer.
That checks. Libra.
Oh, I love Libras.
Yeah, they're cute.
Very fashionable.
Aries, you know that the Aries and Libras are sister signs, meaning they're exact opposites, but because of that, they get along more. Actually power couple friendship things.
Makes sense.
Most of my best friends are Aries and they're fiery little fuckers, but I like them.
I think we both have that kind of like perfectionist
bent, or just a little bit. Also just like a personable energy in like a really weird way.
Yes.
And it's like, it's dare I say charming. And it's nice. It's good.
Well, when we got our charts read on What's Your Sign, they were very like accurate, right?
Yeah, they were interesting.
I had Julia come to my house and explain my birth chart to me.
That's cool.
It was really nice and accurate. Nice. And she's so well spoken. We love her.
Well, it is like therapy in a way too, because it's like, I mean, I think same thing with when I have other people read my tarot cards, I do usually like it. It's just that I'm not very good at reading them myself, but it's like, whether or not this is just an arbitrary card they're pulling, it's like, we're analyzing something about me right now.
It's a filter. It's a filter. It's a prompt. I know a lot of people that like will like pull one in the morning and like write off of it to be like, what is this going to jog my mind to think about or whatever?
Interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like,
do you mean Angela? You say a lot of people.
No, pulling a card
she
in the morning
more than
is
that.
her morning ritual is probably very.
She's got some period jars that she's putting around to keep her neighbors safe from ice right now. So she's working some shit.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Witchy.
Yeah. I mean,
witchy as hell.
She's pulled some shit off, so I don't know. I just it's not,
she's manifested.
Her heart's
some shit
in the right place.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Pulled some shit off.
But you know, then like witchy shit happens where like you talk to another witchy person and they'll be like, I know, I already knew this was gonna happen, and you're like, I know. And like I like having that shorthand of like,
I love love that kind of shit. You know, like coincidental, yeah, like serendipitous, like whatever, like witchy shit. Yeah. It happens to me literally constantly. So I like fucking love it whenever it happens.
It's great because I feel like for years women have had to like pretend like we couldn't like, yeah, predict the future and manifest it. And now we're getting to
literally be burned for it at one point, yeah, to death. So it's kind of cool that we can talk about it now. We should. Do you guys have CoStar? The app?
Yes. Yeah.
Recently I was having this little binge drinking episode and I went on CoStar like 2 days later and they were like, your blah, 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 blah is the reason for your binge drinking. And I'm not a drinker. I'm really not. I was just having a little bit of a fun time and I was like, how the fuck? I was like, see, and that's like an app that someone wrote that, you know, it's so fucking weird to me. Yeah. Anyway, we love astrology.
Love astrology. I love chakras. I find I mean, I'm mostly like a chakra psychic person. Mm-hmm. I say that's my like witchcraft of choice.
Well, it makes sense. You do so much yoga and that's a major part of it is the alignment of all of that. Yeah,
exactly. Wow. And like, yeah, it's like, so if I'm having a problem, I'm like, okay, what chakra is that? It's very like Phoebe Buffay.
What's the one that's right?
Your solar plexus.
That's what she said was fucked up. My solar plexus is fucked up. And to be fair, it's true. Like, I could benefit from doing yoga just to help everything else in my body because everything's so like tense and weird and like out of place.
Exactly.
And like, it's like hurts to touch my toes and it's like, ow. So it's like, and it helps when your bones are fixed, your chakras are fixed, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and like your solar plexus, that's the middle one. So that's going to affect
the
everything.
Main. That's exactly. What she's just like, you're fucked up. And I was like, fine.
I just had this conversation with Sean because I've been telling him, like, you need to, like, engage your core.
Listen up, you little crab. Fucking fix your shit, crab.
Yeah. Your shell's not going to help you, yeah, you know? And he went to a shoulder doctor today, and the first thing they said was, you need to engage your core. And then he was like, my wife told me that. And they said, you married well.
Mm-hmm. That's a cute
story. They don't
story.
Listen unless it's a paid doctor.
Exactly. Yeah. But I felt very vindicated.
Yeah.
One of my shoulders is higher than the other shoulder, and I feel like it messes everything up.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah, well, because that's right. That connects to your brain and your head. And
exactly.
Your
and I wish it wasn't also fucking connected, but it is.
Well, and like us creative people, let me know if you guys can relate to this, but do you guys always feel tense in like your neck and your jaw?
Yeah.
Oh, constantly.
And I also have like pain on my upper like back and like lower neck to the point where it like hurts to the touch. And it's only when I'm like super stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm constantly cracking my neck.
That's because like, that's always. What we do. Like, that's where we're like overworking that chakra.
Wow.
It's like we're always just clinching that. And
it's like it's like our version of building that tail, that spike.
Yeah. Exactly. Little spike. I check my neck probably once a week for that spike now.
For your spike?
Yeah. Ever since I read that article, I'm always like, is it? Are we okay? Good. We're still good. Good.
Do you know about the horn?
I do know about the horn. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the horn.
I feel like it's susceptible to like younger, like Gen Xers. I mean, Gen Zers. You know what I mean?
A little, above it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm barely horn safe. I feel like you guys are horn safe. I feel like I could definitely develop one.
Yeah. You're right on the cusp.
I'm cuspy. Yeah. I'm horn cusp. I'm a Libra horn cusp, actually.
I'm a horn cusp rising.
I have to share this. I can't remember if I don't think I told you guys this, but my cousin told me she's in her, like, I think 60s, and she went to... this reminded me of because of Sean's situation. And this is like a very like old school, like 50s, like heteronormative couple thing that happened. Mm-hmm. But she had to go to the medical doctor to the ear doctor to see if she should get like a hearing aid. Mm-hmm. And they said, you have to bring your spouse because at a certain point, your spouse is like white noise to you. You don't hear them anymore. So that's the base level. That's supposedly the base level that they start out is your spouse talking.
That's so funny.
That's so amazing.
Such a dorky like 50s joke.
Yeah, but it's so fucking
not
funny.
Not a plane flying in the background.
No, you're the person who's been talking next to you for like 30
love
plus
of your life.
That's your whole fucking. That's your Graceland joke.
Yeah.
It is. Oh my
just
god!
The white noise. Yes.
That's so fun.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I was like, oh, because they have. Yeah, your husband has to drive you home or something. She was like, no, because you don't. They don't want to test the hearing aid without him being there.
I wonder when you cross the white noise threshold with your spouse.
What anniversary is that?
Yes.
What if you're still dating? Who do you bring?
Right. Mm-hmm. I know.
What
if you're single?
What's baseline? I'm curious.
Yeah. I bet it's more for older couples because we do have cell phones now. I think we're more spent silent next to each other. other like scrolling.
That's true.
In the past.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow,
that's too bad.
Just tell me my to-do list as I fall asleep. That's what older couples are doing.
Yeah.
You're my white noise machine, baby.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's the original Sleep With Me podcast. all right, we'll be back.
BRB.
Hey everybody, I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Corey Johnson.
I'm back here too.
Ooh.
And we're going to do lady problems. If you have one, write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Ladies, I apologize for the lengthiness of this, but y'all like some backstory and some details. It's true.
We do.
They know, paint me a picture.
Which they can't for you.
Yeah, I can't.
Aphantasia.
Okay, sorry. 2 years ago, my boyfriend, age 26, and I... age 28.
Thank you for that.
Moved in with a friend of mine, age 23.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She and I have been friends for 10 years. We became friends at a church camp with another girl, but it was a pretty casual friendship. Movies, dinners every once in a while. When we all moved in together, we set ground rules for the apartment. Do your own dishes, take turns taking trash out, keep common areas clean, text the roommate chat if any of us were inviting guests over. We all agreed to these rules, and for the first 8 to 9 months, they were somewhat followed. After that, we started to text her to remind her to clean up after herself in the kitchen, text when it was her turn to take out the trash after it was overflowing and stuff full, and one of us would show up to the apartment to her having her friends over without a heads up. I spoke to her about all this once close to our 1 year mark, and she got defensive and eventually apologized, but she also said if she's ever messy to just text her to clean up my shit. So time went on and it started to get worse. My boyfriend or I would text her to tell her to clean her shit up, but it was always met with a K or a thumbs up emoji. If asked in person, she would say, ugh, yeah, I was planning on doing it, and go to her room, usually slamming the door. So we've continued to let things slide, but things came to a head this week. My boyfriend asked her to clean the dishes that had been sitting in the sink for almost a month.
Oh,
not okay. Oh my God.
Horrifying.
She got defensive and immediately denied them being hers. He listed the many times that we've had to remind her to clean her dishes. She never takes responsibility for her actions in the apartment. Her response was, fuck you, and that she's moving out early.
Are you sure she's not like a shitty teen?
Yeah. Imagine moving out because you don't want to do your own dishes.
So she said our lease is up September 1st, but she's moving out early. Okay. Short list of things she's done during the 2 years of living together.
Oh boy.
Left for weekend trips without washing a sink full of dishes. Hosted a pride party at our apartment without our okay. Subtweeting about us on Twitter and Instagram. And Instagram's close friends. Oh my God. Slamming doors when corrected about anything. Left the oven on overnight multiple times. Jesus.
Okay.
That's always something I would do on accident.
Well, yeah. On accident. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Leaves lights on when she leaves. Scoffs and gets defensive. She's corrected on any matter. Constantly smokes weed, which isn't a bad thing. I smoke too, but she becomes a zombie. Thinks she is woke and is a social justice warrior, keyboard warrior / white savior, and refuses to talk to us if we disagree with her stance. So here's my question. We have mutual friends who are saying we need time apart and to talk later. To talk later to smooth things over, but will it actually do anything? She's unmotivated in life, uses her anxiety as a crutch, her mom justifies her bad behavior, and she refuses to have civil conversations. There's so much more to this I'm not adding, but I'm mentally exhausted and need some guidance. Thank you. I mean, you're done.
You're done. There is no better way to end a friendship than them moving out.
I've lived with so many friends, and it's just, I refuse to now.
Yeah.
It like ruins everything. I've been having roommates since I was like really young. It's just like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah,
it just ruins everything all the time. And she sounds like she's being like a 23-year-old too.
Exactly.
Is the thing. Like, yeah. I'm 23, so who the fuck am I to say that? But it's like a lot of other 23-year-olds I know act like that, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I feel like the only reason I know how to have roommates is because I've had them for so long. But she sounds like just like a shitty 23-year-old.
Maybe it's like her first or second roommate situation.
Yeah, and like she just like grew up really spoiled and like doesn't understand that life's different. And
yeah,
but I mean, she sounds like a fucking bummer. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Dishes for a month, it's like,
And like that's I had, like when I was 18, 19 years old, I had friends who would leave dishes for like a month. Yeah. So it's not something I haven't heard of before. But
or haven't seen, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's a young person's game.
Yeah.
And I think, I feel like in a few years when she gets a little bit more mature, maybe they'll be friends again.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
If they've been friends for a long time.
If
but
she doesn't like ruin it. Right now.
Yeah.
I think try to take as much space as possible for
Yeah. Definitely take space. Plus that I feel like that 5 years between 28 and 23 is kind of a lot when it's 28 and 23.
That's
huge. It is huge. Yeah. And it doesn't like sound like it, especially to the 23-year-old, but it is. It's a huge difference.
It's one of the more like transformative chunks.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you're 23 to 28, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I hope I'm a fucking different person.
Yeah. And it's like you're living with your boyfriend already, so it's like you're in different places in your life completely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I also think you guys are right. She sucks 100%. But it does suck to live with a couple.
Yeah, for sure. It's probably like weird resentments.
Yeah.
That are coming out in an immature way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I lived with, my best friend in the world, Whitney, and for a long time. And like, we're very good friends. Mm-hmm. And we had a really ideal living situation. And still, we had issues. You know what I mean? It's always the same shit. It's always a dish. The dishes are going to be.
Fucking dishes, man.
To the end of time.
If somebody someone could crack dishes.
Oh, yeah. I got it cracked. Wash your fucking dishes.
Yeah.
That's how you crack it.
But if you could crack it in a different way. It was possible.
But it always comes out of the same shit. And like, I lived with a couple and it is tough, but it wasn't like this is like way over the top.
Yeah.
And you don't owe her shit. I mean, she's been horrible. You don't, you weren't ever that good of friends with her in the first place.
Exactly.
It's like,
oh yeah, I forgot they weren't that good of friends.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay, then you're not.
I think she's just venting and it's kind of like, she was the shittier person in the situation. You're going to, you're kind of the person getting the shittier in the deal. She's leaving early, but shit happens.
Yeah. But honestly, it'd be so much more worth it not to deal with her ass too.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be awesome. Absolutely.
It's going to be great and so worth it. It just seems very overwhelming and monumental in the moment, but it'll breeze right by.
I feel like roommate drama too. It's hard. It feels so much worse when you're in the weeds. Mm-hmm. And then the second it's out, it's like you kind of forget.
You're like, that
then you can concentrate on the things that your boyfriend is doing that annoys you.
Exactly. Find something else to be upset about. So easy.
You can transfer.
Especially social media, honey. Who's liking whose tweets? Exactly.
That's so funny, the close friends thing. So like her friends were sending them screenshots.
Just like so funny.
Amazing. Oh my God.
I know. That's the thing I hate about it. There's nowhere to like vent really on the internet because everyone sees it. There's no like safe place to like actually say.
I'm feeling more and more restricted. Group text.
Group text. That's that's
but even then, I'm afraid of getting like hacked. You know?
Yeah.
True.
Motherfuckers will screen cap you too.
Yeah.
I was going to say friends who, come on, group tech. Do we trust everyone in every group chat?
Exactly.
I've overspoken and I trust too easily in group chats and it's pitting me in the ass for sure.
Wait, Babs, were you the one who screen capped like a guy that you were dating and then you accidentally sent it to him?
Oh, that's happened to me so many fucking times.
Oh my God.
Trying to find a way to dig yourself out of that hole, you come up with like the most insane excuses.
That's when you're next.
And you're like, oh, this is actually too insane to send because it actually sounds
fucked up. I wish I could remember the details because I can't remember what I said to him, but I screen capped it and I wrote like, well, when's he gonna write back or something?
Oh, one of those.
Just like,
Oh yeah.
But like, what a pure feeling. Like, that's one of the most in touch emotions you'll ever be with is like that feeling of like that pure terror.
It's the worst.
Like that's a caveman.
I've sent my dad
feeling.
My nudes and it's a very bad feeling.
Oh my God. I heard you talking about that on stage.
Yeah. Oh my God. What happened?
How does that
go? Yeah,
what was, walk us through like the whole thing.
Okay. It's honestly probably sounds trashy, but let's go for it. I was, first time happened. I was 18. And I don't remember who I was taking them for. And I do remember being drunk. And I do remember taking them on an iPad that was not mine. Oh my and God. So it's just setting it up for a great situation. Yeah. And I wish they were like chill nudes too. They were so fucking not chill.
Oh my God.
They were so not just fucking. Like a, no, they were so unchill. Like, no. Corey, reel it back in general, first of all. Secondly, holy shit. And then, they got cloud dropped because my iPad wasn't
the
mine.
The cloud.
Dude, my father's
you got done
phone
dirty by the cloud?
And my grandmother's phone and my grandfather's phone. I really did. They really
So they
did.
Have like an incoming cloud message with your...
Just like... the worst type. Yeah, no. Like bad.
So how did you find out?
Oh, my dad approached me. And then I was like, I didn't say anything. What can you say back? You don't say anything. He's like, I have to go to your fucking grandparents' house and delete all this stuff off there. I was like, okay. Well, you can't say anything to them.
That's the worst part. You don't know how to delete it.
Oh, we've got something from Corey.
That's tragic.
You sent them to the one person who will look at anything you send and who doesn't know how to use
your phone.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Man. What did your grandparents say?
I've never talked to them about it.
Yeah.
And my dad and I, like, don't. My dad, like, the second time it happened, it was literally an act. Like, literally, I pressed send on accident. Oh. I sent the wrong message to the wrong person. Type of situation. My dad's like, you don't want me seeing those. And I was like, right. Ha, ha, ha. Like, I don't know what you say.
Ooh.
It's bad.
You're making me honestly feel better because there's a lot of things in my life. I've said some things that I really regret that my family has like heard or read that I've written, and none of it's bad. None of it's motivational. You should feel good about that. It does.
Like, oh my gosh, tragic, the things my dad has had to see.
Does it
make everything easier because you're like, well, the worst thing happened?
In a sense, yeah, but it's like, you know, my poor dad at the same time.
I mean, I feel like you can't be blackmailed now.
Oh, I can. That's why I know I'm going to be doxxed. Did you guys
see that thing that Whitney Cummings posted? There was a picture of her with her nipple or something.
She accidentally live streamed it or something on her Instagram story.
Okay.
She's in a bathtub and her like nip was out and she deleted it.
Okay.
But somebody had screen capped it and they were trying to extort her for money.
Yeah, they were like, how much to delete this photo or whatever to not share this.
What was her reaction?
She was like, fuck
I have
it.
A nipple?
She shared it with everybody.
Yeah. Good. Because like, also like it's an, are you joking? What kind of fucking incel is like, who's going to give me money for a gross little bitch?
But then in an act of solidarity, Bert Kreischer, should you see his picture?
Oh no.
What? He shared a picture of his balls after a water slide accident.
Oh my god. Oh, I did see that. Oh, I did
just
see
like
that.
Fucking gray.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really,
I did see that.
What really do you mean gray?
The color gray.
His skin is gray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know what happened. Oh. I did. And I saw it on Twitter immediately and was like, I can't.
You know, classic dude. Yeah. Classic dude. Can't just let Whitney have her nipple day.
Yeah, truly. Exactly. That was hers.
Yes.
We didn't need this man.
No one needed you chiming in with your gray chud.
And the thing that's really funny, the hashtag was something like, I support Whitney.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the hashtag and it's all these people are like, we thought this was about Whitney Houston. Uh-huh. And then they just saw Bert Kreischer's balls.
I love that.
Twitter is just a hell of a thing sometimes.
Yeah. And see, today I went to the beach with my dog instead of looking at the internet, and you guys are making me feel good about that decision.
Oh yeah, no, that's the right decision.
Absolutely. That's always
we should be done.
Yeah,
it's really getting to that point.
Yeah,
yeah, we're super close. It's all good.
Is there like I'm gonna say this out loud, but there is this a detox for like the internet?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I have a friend who's very addicted to Twitter right now, and she's like, should I go to phone rehab? I'm like, I genuinely think you should. Yeah. And I think you can go to phone rehab. I think it's a genuine thing because it's so real now.
Right?
Yeah. So fucking real.
I feel that it's like affecting my life and all the things.
It affects it's very bad for
I just started using Twitter recently. Instagram was never as bad as Twitter is for me right now. Mm-hmm. Twitter really fucks with you.
It's like next
level fucks with you. And I didn't realize that it fucked with me that much. And I'm like, oh, it's literally causing me everyday stress. Like constant anxiety.
Yeah. It's like this base level anxiety. That
and you
I,
can
like,
see who's liking what. Like you can literally go to like likes and like see whoever's liking what. It gives you so much anxiety. And it's like they shouldn't even have that option. And and then muting people so you don't have to see other people's bullshit. It's like it shouldn't be affecting me that much in general. Because it's bad.
It's on this little square we take with us everywhere.
And it's also like so.
It's this never ending. There's always the scroll. Yeah. Always the scroll.
It's like, and I'll close Twitter, open Twitter, close it. Open it right back up, scroll, close it. And it's like my attention span is so bad from using it so much that I don't notice I'm opening and reopening
it. I'll have Twitter open on my desktop and then look at it.
Oh, yeah.
I deleted it off my phone like a few weekends ago. And like the amount of times I picked it up to and then had to realize it wasn't on there, it was
weird, isn't it?
And I put that safeguard on my phone where I'm supposed, it's like, you've used your social media time for the day. I blow right through that.
Oh, yeah. That's not doing shit.
Yeah. It's, it's like the tip on the debit card.
Yeah.
I hate it. And also, like, I feel like it's just like, obviously, this is what we all hate about it, but it's like this echo chamber where it's like, why am I yelling at people who agree with me?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, either that or it really is truly. I was talking about this before, but like, I saw a friend kind of get taken down today about this project she's working on, and it like, I was like, oh, this is it. Like, this is the end.
Yeah.
Like, she is such a good person, and like, these people don't know her, and they just took one thing that they thought was, they knew about her and twisted it.
It's so dangerous.
And trolled her, and like, it was totally, you know, just the gang mentality, or what is it? What fucking
mob mentality.
Mob mentality. And it was just, it like, it to see it to somebody who I knew so well and know what a good person they are and like know how fucked up it was, I was like, oh my God.
It's like, scary how much it can affect people's lives. Like, people have killed themselves over like Twitter stuff.
It really
and it's because they all come at you so fucking hard and they like no one realizes that you're just a purse. It's
no,
so
there
weird.
Was no like that there
there's
was
no
just,
empathy for was, like the person behind the screen. It's really weird.
It was like it was like 0 to 1,000 immediately saying that they
that's
were she
how
was
it
a
happens
bad person.
Too. Like people that are fans of other people like will attack people so quickly or anyone that has like any sort of like opinion. I don't know.
Oh
it's really
people
scary
are too opinionated. There's in general and then on Twitter for sure
it just gives them the excuse to have no they don't have to like
used
talk
to me
face
like
to face.
Before shit got so whack I actually really enjoyed it because I was like, oh, all my friends are funny, I liked reading their jokes, I liked making my own jokes, like I just it was a fun place for jokes.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
But now like I got addicted and like and then it got bit. I feel like I got bit by a vampire.
Yeah.
You know, like it started out sexy and now I'm never.
I can't
leave.
My skin's falling off.
Like,
and I need blood.
Yeah.
And everyone you bite turns into the. Yeah. I feel like all my friends were on Twitter so much that they bit me and now I'm like, oh, that's my whole life now. Now I'm just a fucking vampire.
Yeah.
I want to go to Twitter.
Oh, and then you go viral once, then you're like, I love this validation. I fucking love going viral. And so you're like trying to think of anything. Sad. It's pathetic.
Yeah. It's so much more instant gratification than like any other kind
platform.
Of thing.
Yeah. I think like even Instagram's fine. I think I get more satisfaction from the fact that people like what I'm saying rather than what I took a picture of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're like, oh, that's so fun. You know what I mean? It's just easier for me. And I don't know.
I also don't wear makeup consistently enough to be a big Instagrammer.
I also, it made me feel a little bit better about how I look. Being on Twitter made me feel better about how I look because I wasn't focusing constantly on what I can take a picture of for Instagram.
Totally.
Yeah, because like I'm addicted to social media, don't get me wrong, but now I'm like, oh, I can just go fucking yell at something and get attention for it because people will listen to it. And so I'm like, oh, I have to have this perfectly curated post that has the perfect filter on it so it will get likes and... It has to be of yourself or no one's going to like it for some reason.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which, like, so annoying.
Yeah.
And you want those likes. You're truly swiping for serotonin.
They feel
wild.
Real good.
Yeah.
It feels really good.
Wait, you're turning them all off. I just wish you could just post content without, like, I don't care what you think of it.
I do care.
Someone has that idea, but I do care. That. I probably wouldn't use it. I would be like, cool picture, dog. Like, I don't know.
That's a big part of the drug for me is the hurts.
That'd be so funny if we're, like, calling you up being like, hey, I like that picture.
You can't comment on.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You have to text them. You're like, that was cool.
I wish my friends would text me more pictures of like food they're eating.
I don't.
You say that.
Yeah, you say that.
Right?
You
just, I do.
It,
I
you
like
just put it in the world.
I like getting pictures of food.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, if that's what floats your boat,
I enjoy it. That's cool.
Okay.
Or shit like that. I mean, things that maybe you would put on Instagram, but you don't know if it's like Instagrammable. Send it to me.
Okay. Well, I do that with my friends, and my friends do that with me. I think that's like important to have friends that like, I like friends that are just like, oh, I'm thinking of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my friends that text me that they miss me throughout the day, I think I need that. Like it seems clingy, but it's all very healthy from all of my friendships, I think. They'll be like, I miss you. Like, I'll hang out with them that morning. They'll text me. I fucking love it. I need it.
That's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely need that, not just the like. That's the human to human contact.
Yeah, it's nice actually.
I've had too much cat content lately, so I can send you some of my cat pics.
Oh, that would be great.
Is that good?
I would love to see pictures. You took a really good cat portrait recently.
Did I?
Of Cat Pig and and Archie. Yeah. I mean, I thought it belonged in like a coffee table book.
Well, that was me going through my things being like, oh, is there a hot picture I can post? And then I was like, oh my God. Okay, this happened to me. No one ever wants this to happen to them.
Oh, dear.
I was drunk and I posted a picture of my ass. Mm-hmm. And then I was hanging with my roommate and he mentioned the ass photo.
No.
And it's like, you don't ever mention the ass photo.
You don't mention the ass photo.
I've been posting tasteful nudes on Instagram, and people will bring them up in public, and it's like, you don't talk about it.
I have
it lives there.
I did the basic bitch thing where I was in a bikini, and I did the yoga pose thing, and a guy friend brought it up like a month later.
No.
He called it provocative.
No.
Ooh.
Ew. You jacked off to that now.
No, you know that. Yeah. For sure.
Don't mention it. Also, I think it's weird that everyone calls any picture of you like a thirst trap.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Why is just a selfie a thirst trap?
It's absolutely not. And I think in a way they're implying like, oh, you're so hot. That's like a thirst trap. But it's like, no, stop. Like, I'm allowed to do that with having some like weird malicious intent.
Yeah. Somebody like said that a bit, like just about a selfie. And I was like, I was just posting a picture of my face. Like, I wasn't trying to be like.
No.
Yeah. It's not like annoying as shit. I hate it.
Yeah.
He didn't
mention the ass like he thought it was hot or something. I think he mentioned because we were joking around about like walking around naked or something. He was like, I see your ass all the time. You just posted your ass. And I was like, no, we're not going there.
Don't say that.
That goes into the void, and I never think about who's seeing it. All right.
Exactly. You can't think of it. You can't remember that it's real that you did that.
No. That's the key to all digital content. You can never think about people consuming it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this whole podcast would not exist if we had to think about it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
But we like your likes, guys.
Yes, we do.
We like your likes. Anyway, yeah, your roommate sucks.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
And we all need to go to Instagram rehab. Fuck the roommate. Yeah. She's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely... She's got so many 23-year-olds she can live with. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's no end.
Yeah.
She's fine. She can live with like seven of them at once or whatever.
Yeah. And then nobody can do the dishes.
Sounds like hell. But
they can build... They can live under a mountain of dishes.
And like dirty laundry.
I remember my friends, the house that I'm thinking of right now, we put caution tape over the sink instead of doing dishes.
Oh my God. Horrifying.
That's pretty funny.
I know.
Damn.
Invest in some caution tape.
Just have that ready. That's something I would also do.
Actually, like, that would be,
I'm a very, like, I'm very depression mess person, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I always have been.
It's nice
but then I'll clean it, and then you have your whole, like, little clean. You're like, I'm better now.
Yeah, you do that because you're like, oh, now the clean's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
The clean's coming.
The clean's coming, yeah. You know when it's at its peak, and you're like, it can only go up from here.
I say I'm really pigpenny with my car.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but I can't say
if I had a car, I'd probably do that too. I'd probably hide it in a car rather than a room that everyone can use.
I think that's what it is. Because, like, yeah, Sean doesn't really like things very messy, but it's my little, like...
That's your little space then.
Exactly.
That's a relationship. That's good. That's self-care.
Thank you.
I like that.
I honestly feel more at home there than when it's, like, sparkly clean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to, like, have an organized mess. Things that... don't seem lived and make me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like if I'm in that situation where I have to like be like everything has to be like walking on eggshells type shit. Don't like it.
Or like expensive chairs that aren't comfortable.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you even want
any expensive thing that just has no fucking actual purpose. It's like, at what point are you rich people are wild.
I know.
Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's just so many like other fun things you could be spending that money on.
Yeah, and more comfortable.
Exactly. I have so many rich, comfortable dreams. Like it's like just robes and like mattress toppers.
It's like I
so many soft things.
Not the mattress, just the mattress top.
That is actually very interesting. I didn't catch that. Mattress toppers. Well, some of them are so expensive, like the duvet ones. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, it's true. And beds are so expensive in general. Lizzie Cooperman and I would always talk about buying like beds because working at a mattress store so we can get a discount on beds.
We need comedians got an inside track.
Yeah. We could get like a day shift and still do comedy at night and have a bed.
You could do a show in the store.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, everybody, you'd sell so many beds.
You do a show in the store and everyone lays down on the bed and watches.
See,
that actually sounds
delightful. And you suspend from the top.
Everyone in LA is like a new place for a show, a mattress store. I'm there.
Yeah.
They're paying $5 suggested donation to get in that bitch.
Can I pitch this? You get a glass of wine and it sits on the mattress.
Oh yeah.
You know?
That's for the VIP Tempur-Pedic
section.
You gotta pay for that part of the
That's funny. That's That's really funny.
I kind of want to do this.
No, I'm doing it.
I don't know if they're going to allow it, but I think mattress stores are dead.
I can schmooze people. I can schmooze a mattress store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
They're like, wait, you want to bring a bunch of people here?
Yeah.
Really?
They're like, people still go to mattress stores? Yeah, absolutely not. I ordered mine online.
Fucking the new, yeah, this is the new scene.
I like it.
Casper, offer code lady.
We're gonna go to the show.
Tell
everybody where they can see your hot tweets.
Oh, at Corey T. Johnson. T stands for Taylor. Thank you for asking.
Go feed her addiction.
Go feed my addiction. That's all I have. And come see me do stand up or something in Los Angeles.
Yeah, she's super funny.
Before I leave in November.
She's going to New York in November. So catch her here before then, catch her in New York after that. Mm-hmm. And if you're a patron, how do you say it? Patron?
Patron.
I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. if you're a patron on Patreon.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're a patron, come see us on Patreon. Now words make no sense.
We got a top secret session.
Yeah. Patreon.com/ladytolady. We're doing top secret.
That was like a Carrie Strug landing.
Thank you.
Yes.
The struggle says.
You limped
landing.
A little bit, but you landed it.
Strong. Landed strong.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.